Back to the muster on Hokanui. Claire Officer now is joining us from the Southern Dairy Hub. Claire, good afternoon. How are you?
Good, thanks, Andy. How are you doing?
Not too bad. Just a little bit of sunshine would be appreciated, I suppose.
It certainly would, yes. We've been a bit lacking that this summer, haven't we?
Southern Dairy Hub, always some cool stuff been going on there. How have things been lately?
Yeah, pretty good. They're having a fairly good season down there. Production's ahead of target. So, I think they're pretty happy with how mating's gone. So, things are looking good.
So, pretty much just in line with everybody else who you speak to. The season is what it is, but there seems to be production pumping along.
Yeah, that's right. I think, like we said, we could all do with a bit more sunshine to keep the grass cranking, but we'll just see what happens the next month.
Now, some workshops are coming up at the Dairy Hub, and then over the next wee while, some pretty cool things.
So we're planning what's going on in terms of research at the Hub for 2026 and beyond. So the Southern Dairy Development Trust, they're running some workshops to get farmer feedback to influence, you know, what they feel are the issues going ahead, what are the challenges going to be in the next 5 to 10 years, and what research could be put in place to help them solve those.
So you're wanting feedback from farmers regarding the direction of the Dairy Hub, is that correct?
Well, in terms of what research they think would be a priority, we want to make sure that the research is well aligned with what Southern farmers want and need in their businesses. So these workshops are going to be facilitated workshops to give farmers some direct input into the research priorities. There'll be an opportunity to network with other farmers and just have your say in what you think, where you think the industry is going and what issues might be faced.
You mentioned research priorities. From your side of things anyway, what are you thinking of a couple of things that will be standing out as far as research?
I think some of our big things are, you know, maybe changing climate, efficiencies, labour efficiencies, and then obviously profitability is always the big one. Right, like we've got a world-class facility here, Andy, and it's really important that Southland and the Otago farmers are engaged and that the Hub is doing what they want from it. You know, it's a third of it's owned by Southern farmers, so we want to make sure they're getting their say and having an input into what happens at the Hub.
So like you say, this isn't about telling farmers what to do, it's about solving problems that they're facing down the track.
Yeah, absolutely, Andy. It's about getting their input, seeing where they see the problems being, what issues they're facing, you know, today, but also really, you know, research is really looking into the future. We're talking 5-10 years down the line, because obviously research projects take time. We're not going to get the results for 3 to 5 years, so we need to be thinking ahead of the game and where the issues are going to be.
Now, opportunities for farmers to have their say, these drop-in sessions that are going to be in place throughout this month?
Yeah, that's right. We're running 3 sessions, the 18th of February in Otautau in the morning and in Gore in the afternoon, and then on the 19th of February in Balclutha. So we really want to get as many farmers in the room as possible to have their say. You can find more info on the Southern Dairy Hub website, but we just want farmers in the room to have your say.
So it's all about encouraging dialogue, same old story.
Yeah, absolutely. We want their ideas. A lot of the time, the answers are in the room. We just need to get them out, let people have their say and find out what direction we're going to head in.
Fair enough. Hey, good on you, Claire. Always good to catch up with the team regarding the Southern Dairy Hub. Enjoy the afternoon.
Thanks, Andy. Have a good afternoon.